Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We're going to do a little update on Rosie. And I had said last week we would do that in the 10 o'clock hour. Starting next year, we're actually going to move that back to the 9 o'clock hour when we have our open line hour, just because we'll have guests talking about, you know, our one specific housing item that we do in the 10 o'clock hour.
Okay, I've written that down.
But but through the end of the year, we'll do it here, probably about 10 and 9. But it's been a great week for Rosie. If you haven't heard, he was in a rollover on a UTV. He was in the back seat, and it flipped forward. So if you picture the back of that vehicle flipping forward, the part of the vehicle that traveled the farthest, so it was traveling the fastest, and it hit the hardest, was the back where Rosie was buckled into. And it, when it came to what they describe as a very violent stop upside down, that seatbelt was right across his chest. And that's really what we've been fighting with the majority of this time, is rebuilding his respiratory system. He spent a long time in the ICU. He's been moved to a recovery facility. And in that recovery facility, they've actually moved him to a less critical part of it. So he's even been downgraded, which is a good thing because you've upgraded your health. So
yeah.
The severity has been downgraded. It's the first time he's had visitors this week. Up until this point, it's only been family and his pastors from different parts and ministries he's involved with. He walked this week. It was an assisted walk. They kind of have this strange contraption that, you know, it catches you if you fall. We can't risk getting hurt again. Everything from here, we want to be a strong recovery. So it lets you walk, but then you take a couple steps and you can lean against the restraints and take the weight off your body, rest, and stand up and walk again. So he was walking this week. He's playing chess when they out in the Arizona room.
He's not cheating, is he?
I don't think so. I haven't got time to sit down and play with him yet. I just know the people he's playing chess with, they don't know enough about the game to know if he's cheating or not.
Okay, so we really don't know if he's that better. Just yet.
He's drawing again. He's
that's
got
great.
An
cool.
erase board.
is he drawing pictures of the food he would love to have that he can't have right now?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
He got to have applesauce this week. So
wow,
we're making steps towards that. You know, he really just wants to go home is his big thing. And as soon as his lungs can sustain breathing for, you know, 24 hours for a few day period of time, we'll get to move him.
And I'll say this, because you mentioned about learning how to walk again. That really wasn't part of the accident. The real issue was he was in ICU for how many days?
Over 40. So, it's just rebuilding the strength from being
so,
on
yeah,
your back.
When you're lying down for 40 days, in bed the whole time for 40 days, your body basically just says, okay, we're going to relax for all this time. But you have to slowly get your arms moving again, your legs moving again. I was surprised when I had my emergency appendectomy about 8 years ago. When I got out of surgery and started walking the next morning, I couldn't get out of bed. And it just blew my mind. It took a good day and a half before I was able to feel comfortable walking out of my room down the hallway. And I was lucky I was only in the hospital 2.5 days, but I spent the next 3 weeks recovering at home.
Well, and they say for every day in ICU, it could be 2, if not 3 days in rehab to get back to where you were. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be that long before he's back on the broadcast because it's not like you need to your full muscle strength to sit in front of the microphone and take listeners' questions and talk about home improvement for 4 hours. Well, 3 hours, Arizona for 1 hour, home improvement for three. But his humor is back is the most encouraging thing. And he's probably funnier than he has ever been. I don't know if that's because...
Did he hire writers?
Well, he's got so much time to think. You know, he's not worried with the stress of business. He's got the production company, the consulting company, the remodeling company. And so when he walked, when they got done, he asked the nurse, did I break any speed records? if you know Rosie, the last place you would ever find him is on a golf course.
Right.
The visitors he had this week was the driver and the passenger that were in the vehicle with him. Right. And he looked at the driver and said, next time we're golfing. He has a group that he calls his Save the World Committee. It's a group of guys that he's put together from different backgrounds, different professions, different faiths, and they get together quarterly and discuss certain things, what's going on, maybe if there's something that's coming down on the voting ballot, what positions everyone's looking at. And they got together this week in honor of Rosie. Usually he's the one that's the driving force, but they got together and they got him a couple gifts. They got him a Kindle with all kinds of different books on it preloaded that he could read. The best thing was they've got a full-length LSU bathrobe for him that he can wear for...
How cool. How cool.
That he can wear. So he was excited about that. The amount of cards that have come in has been amazing. We got a great card from the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office division that watches over the water. So that does the lake patrols.
Oh, lake patrols. Okay.
Well, they were the ones that came on site when they called for the accident. And they sent him a little decal, saving you from yourself since 1955. And I said, everyone here at the MCSO Water Division are pulling for you, Rosie. I said, hey, wait, he wasn't driving. How could you save him for yourself? So we look forward to seeing him back here in the coming months. And until then, you know, we're here every Saturday carrying on the mission of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend.